This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program.
This is Ken Carpenter, welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in the Marine Memorial Theater in San Francisco with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guests, Alec Templeton and Peggy Lee. And now, from this exciting metropolis where the blue of the night meets the gold of the gate, we bring you a movie actor named Bing Crosby.
Actor, Ken, this is probably not the time to say it.
Now, Edward R. Murrow and the voices of President Harry Truman, Bernard M. Baruch, Senator Robert Taft, General George C. Marshall, Governor Earl Warren, Mary Martin, H.C.O. Pienza, Harold Stassen, and more than 40 other men and women in the news in the 23rd performance of Hear It Now.
Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reiner.
Vic and Sade is brought to you by the makers of Ivory Flakes and Crisco.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is paper, P-A-P-E-R.
You say that every week, don't you?
Really?
You bet your life, huh?
The National Broadcasting Company presents A Biography in Sound. An impression of Alexander Wolcott, created by the voices of those who knew him.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby in the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our special guests this evening, Spike Jones and his City Slickers.
The Big Story. Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world.
And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. A man talks to his wife and keeps talking to save his life. In just 30 seconds, Act One of Call Me at Half Past. Written especially for Suspense by Alan Sloan.
The lively crowd today agrees. Those who think young say Pepsi, please. They pick the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi for those who think young.
From the campuses of Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and the University of Notre Dame in Notre Dame, Indiana, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host for the next half hour, C.P. McGregor, saying welcome once again. Gene Parker's with us in our studios to star in a gay little comedy about a young executive who needs a wife and family in a hurry when an important client comes to town, and about his secretary, who finds this an excellent idea. After all, important clients don't come to town too often, and maybe... Well, anyway, we'll have the first act in just a moment after this message from your announcer.
Your local Garina dealer, the man who sells checkerboard poultry and livestock chows, takes you down to the Checkerboard Fun Fest with Eddie Arnold and the Tennessee Plowboys, the Cackle Sisters, the Old Hickory Singers, and that teller of tall tales, Rod Brasfield. Now, here's Eddie Arnold.
It's showtime. Yes, it's showtime, the half hour that brings you each week in condensed form an outstanding musical play.